They're going to the start of a big cup week and a semi-final of the League Cup. We know ourselves, tradition for Derry.
Oh look, we have a brilliant history on it, but you know that goes out the window whenever you're playing semi-final. We know Waterford well. Waterford know us well. I'm over the moon that the game's in the Brandywell and that we're not getting on a 6-hour bus journey down to Waterford today. So, you know, they've had a free weekend on Friday. We've travelled to Dublin, got a great 3 points and came back up the road in a very positive frame of mind. So, it's all in all, it looks as if it can be a good game. We have to park the bus on what we played last week because no two games are ever the same. And, you know, can't be lured under that false sense of security that we just have to, you know, do what we done last week. What we done last week won't be enough. We got to make sure we play at our tempo and at a high tempo and play with aggression in our play and do the things that we've been doing because the players have been excellent. But look, a semi-final at home is all you could ask for, and hopefully the crowd can get behind us and pull us over the line.
Obviously the boys' confidence is high after the Fun Harps, two impressive victories, and now you're going to end it, as I say, it's a big cup week, but you just want to get this one over first.
I think we've been very good for a long period of time. Of course Fun Harp was hard to take, and it was a real disappointment, and we all took it actually quite personally, but I think for a long period of time we've been playing extremely well. We've been scoring a lot of goals, we've been creating a lot of chances, maybe not taking the chances that we have created, but we've been very dominant in games with the ball too. And as I said in my previous interview, you know, whenever games are scrappy, we're capable of fighting out and seeing out games too. We've had a few of them over the year, you know, down at Bowes we've had to dig deep, but down at Cork we had to dig deep, and it'll be the same in games leading into the end of the season. You'll have to dig deep when you're not playing as well, but at this moment in time I'm very, very happy with what the players are sharing out.
Do you envisage many changes for tomorrow night?
Not really. We work off the same panel. I'm a firm believer that if you're playing well, you stay. Also, there is one or two guys that could do with a game. There's also one or two guys I feel could do with a wee freshener, just sitting out. But I would imagine it would be quite a strong side. It'll be a very strong side, actually, but it'll be a game where you know, we'll use our full squad. This game could go to extra time and penalties. This game could have a huge defining momentum in our season. You know, we want to make sure we get to a final, but we're under no illusions that Waterford are coming here, and Alan Reynolds will have his guys well wound up in terms of hurting from last week, and also he'll have a game plan, having seen us on Friday. So I know Alan well, and he'll be very determined coming here to get a result as well.